Welcome to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess and facilitator today. And I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and also a contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. I'd first like to thank Linda Shea and David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World for donating the use of these phone lines so that we can hold this monthly event. And David's also working on a website. And so, David, could you just say a few words about what you're up to with the website?
Well, a lot of people have asked for access to the recordings of each month's meditation. And so that was really the triggering thing, is we'll have a place where every month we'll put up the recordings. And someone's also going to make, there may be several 5-minute recordings, because the initial recommendation is for those of us who can, to actually not just show up once a month, but when you can, to spend 5 minutes a day also meditating for the waters of the world and of the planet, and adding your intention for their healing. And so we'll probably have several options for people who like guided meditations to lead you through that. And it's also going to become kind of a directory of other organizations and groups who are doing meditations for, and other ways who are, creating the intention for the healing of our planet, and specifically of the seas of our planet. So that's the plan. Last month, Donna created the meditation, and she and her husband Jack actually afterwards went back and re-recorded it and did a very professional job of that meditation. So that one will be up, but it will just be it'll be a blog, so it'll be a gathering place, and there can be ongoing information of keeping the energy alive in between our monthly gatherings.
And I think we're going to have a forum, right, so that after these meditations, for those of you who want to write in and share your experience, you can do that. You really want to create a live community.
Yeah, that is the intention. Now, this is kind of a spare time project for me, so I'm hoping to actually have it up in September, and we'll see, and we'll send out an email once it's available.
Great. Oh, I'm so excited about all this. This is really wonderful. So thank you guys for, especially David, for his work on this website. I am technologically impaired, so it takes people like David to make these things happen.
Now, the other thing I can say is that I'm, technologically good, but graphically impaired. So if anyone has, particular images or pictures that you want to share that you think would be nice on the website, please send them along, because we can definitely use lots of that. It's david@dolphinheartworld.com.
Perfect. Great.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, David. So these phone gatherings are going to continue to happen each first Friday of the month. And, it's really just an opportunity for us to bring our energy together and to, I hope to enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters. And it is our intention to have different people facilitating this call each month. So I think it's going to be really exciting. It's going to give people a lot of different ideas of ways to support this effort. I have been getting messages a lot about the situation with our oceans, and I get emails from clients and students and people I don't even know who are having dreams and messages from guides and animals, and that's kind of part of the impetus behind this, I'm very connected to the sea, and in fact, my best friend is a whale named Granny. She's an orca up in the Pacific Northwest, and I've been communicating with her telepathically for almost 2 decades now, and she is 103 this year. And she's still out there swimming strong. And I think it was back in about 2010 during one of our conversations that she started telling me about the whale sending loving thoughts and energy to the water all the time to clean it. And she said that, you know, that it was really necessary. It was one of the ways that they were working to try and keep the waters fresh and vibrant. And she said that they could really use a lot of help. And so this year in February, I asked her about the radiation coming from Fukushima. And she said, we continue to send light and love into the water in an effort to neutralize it, but we need all the help we can get. The whales and dolphins cannot do this alone. We need humanity focused on this continuously. It can't just be for a day here and there. If you really want to save your world, there must be intensive focus by millions of people to neutralize this dangerous radiation, or we will all suffer, not just in the sea, but everyone, everywhere, on every continent. This will radically alter your world in a way that you cannot imagine. Please let people know this. And, you know, I said to Granny, you know, it's really hard for me to believe that, you know, just holding a mental focus is going to change this physical thing. And she said, I know that you struggle with these concepts, but they are real. The more you, humanity, practice holding a vision and sending light and love, the more things will change. Do not despair and throw up your hands in helplessness. Rally the troops. As people focus their energy on these things, some with the right type of mind will begin to find practical physical solutions to fix these things. So while the energy work will help, there are other solutions that will come out of these focus sessions. So that was a piece I had never quite understood. So she said, you know, things are really urgent now and that we really need to pull together as a global community to create the healthiest environment possible. So my intention and hope and desire today is that we can all put this vision into place, and then that we'll spend a few minutes each day after this energizing and expanding this vision. And, you know, I also really hope that more and more people will join us in this effort. There really are quite a few groups starting out there. It's been amazing as we're starting to gather this information for the website. So there's many different ways that we can each do this work. Today, we're going to create and hold the vision of the water being pristine and restored to beautiful life. But you can also work with the elementals and nature spirits. You can do Reiki, other healing techniques. There's Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Offer healing prayers and blessings. If you work with angels, you can ask them to assist. You can also use your voice to tone and musical instruments to send healing sounds into the sea. You can charge water with prayers and blessings. So I actually have my small jar of water here that I'm holding right now that after the meditation, I'll go out to a natural body of water and pour some of it in and then fill it back up and keep using that to focus my intention, using this jar as the waters to represent the oceans or the waters of the world. And then we can keep empowering that water and pouring some of it out so that it spreads across the planet. So, you know, just use your imagination to do whatever feels right, holding that intention that you're healing the waters and seeing them vibrant, clean, healthy, full of life. And if you can possibly do it in groups, that's even more powerful. So start incorporating this ritual into meetings or church services, you know, any gatherings that you're at. So let's start the meditation. So I'd like to ask you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Just keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place inside. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness. You're now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you, and you know that all is right with the world. You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds flies overhead. Take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. As you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. As the shimmer gets closer, you realize it's a pod of dolphins. They come close to shore, only 50 yards out, and they swim back and forth in front of you. The dolphins are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the pod, and your own dolphin guide comes up to greet you. This is a dolphin you've known before, even if you don't remember or recognize him. This dolphin will keep you safe during your journey today. You embrace and then swim side by side. You realize that you can breathe without a snorkel and mask, and that your vision is perfect as well. It's also easy for you to swim as fast as the dolphins. And when you need a little rest, all you have to do is hold on to your guide's flipper or dorsal fin. He'll stay right there with you and help you. So the dolphins are taking you on a journey through the sea. You're amazed at how clean and clear the water is. You can see a long way, and the clarity is astounding. Look at the beams of light coming into the water and how they make everything sparkle. The water is actually pulsing with a healthy vibration, and it feels so alive. The temperature, salinity, and composition of the water itself is absolutely perfect, as it was thousands and thousands of years ago. Now look down and see that the dolphins are taking you over a coral reef. Wow, just look at all the life. The corals are huge and their colors are brilliant. There are sea fans and dozens of different types of coral formations. And the fish. Look at the diversity and the sheer numbers. Everywhere you look, there are fish and lobsters and shellfish. This reef is teeming with life. Even the cracks and crevices have octopus and eel and all kinds of other creatures. The dolphins tell you that all the oceans of the world look like this now. The reefs have been restored to brilliant health, and all species have come back in full force, healthy and in perfect balance. Enjoy looking at this reef and the abundant life on it. You hate to leave this reef area, but the dolphins say that there's much more to show you. And they speed off to meet up with a group of humpback whales. The whales are feeding on huge blooms of krill. The water is so thick with krill that it's actually reddish, and it's hard for you to see these 40-ton beings. The whales are so happy to have this wonderful food, and as you peer through the krill, you see that there are many types of whales here. Blue, fin, bowhead, and right whales. There are a lot of fish, too. It's like a giant buffet. As you continue to swim with the dolphins, you encounter huge schools of fish and other types of cetaceans feeding on them. Dolphins, orcas, belugas, even seals and sea lions are there. They're having an absolute feast. And the big fish are eating the small fish, and everyone is happy and healthy, and the area is in perfect balance. There are even birds diving into the water to eat these fish. The dolphins keep swimming, and you encounter thousands of jellyfish floating magically in the water. And over there are sea turtles swimming gently, and manta rays, and all kinds of colorful sea creatures that you don't really know, but they are part of the whole, and they're happy and enjoying how clean and beautiful the water is. And while you're watching them, you notice that the sounds in the sea are peaceful. They are natural sounds. Critters eating or cleaning off the coral. The clack of a crab claw on the rocks. Just spend a moment enjoying all these creatures swimming by and listening to the sounds of this healthy sea. Your dolphin guide and your pod start swimming again, and they show you many different areas of the sea. Cold environments where there's ice, cool kelp forests with sea otters. But everywhere you go, everything is clean and vibrant and healthy and full of life. You feel overwhelmed with joy that every drop of water on this planet has been transformed. The pod stops swimming now and points at something in the distance. You notice other pods coming. They have humans with them, just like you. And they are gathering together in a central location. Thousands and thousands of dolphins and humans. But wait, there are also whales coming. Thousands and thousands of whales of every type, big and small, old and young. This is a gathering of all the cetaceans on the planet. they are coming to meet with you and the other humans on this journey. It is a joyous celebration. Everyone is mingling and greeting each other. We begin to line up side by side, human between dolphin and whale, and we are holding or touching flippers and hands. We are creating a chain of beings that is going to extend around the whole world. A magnificent ring of dolphins and whales and humans, all holding hands together. And as the last whales and humans complete the chain, we begin to ascend out of the water and slowly float above the surface, moving backwards into space. We continue to expand out into the atmosphere until we can see the Earth below us, a beautiful, shining, bright planet of peace and love. And we and the whales and the dolphins are still holding our hands and flippers, encircling the earth, and love starts pouring out of our hearts, going down to the earth. As we float in space, observing the earth that we encircle, the humans and the whales and the dolphins allow love and healing energy to pour out of us from every cell, and we see it lighting up the earth. The water and even the land is dancing with this astounding energy. Let's just enjoy this feeling of total love and peace as our circle continues to bathe the earth, and especially the water, with this healing, loving energy. Slowly, we begin to return to the earth, and we enter the water, still maintaining our circle with the whales and dolphins. Now we gather together again and send our love and blessings to each other. We are so happy to have created this field of love, health and beauty together with the cetaceans, and they so appreciate our help. Your dolphin guide says goodbye and tells you that you will meet again. And with that, the whales and dolphins swim off into the crystal clear, sparkling water. You look around at the humans who are gathered and bow to them with gratitude. then everyone swims off to find their own beach. And you slowly swim to shore and step out onto the land. As you turn and look out to sea, you see thousands of dolphins leaping and hundreds of whales too. Wave goodbye and then slowly return to this space and time. Feel your body in your chair. Wiggle your toes. Stretch a little bit. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Whew. Wow, I could really feel that reality. And it's important that we hold this vision every day, even for just 5 minutes. If we continue to energize this vision, it will come to pass. We don't need to know how. Just know that it is done. So, in closing, I have a message from Granny. I asked her if there was something she'd like to say to us, this group gathering today on this call. And she said, "Thank you for joining your hearts and energy fields to create a new vision on this planet. The whales and dolphins have been doing all we can to clean and clear the waters, but we need your help. We cannot do it alone. Every thought, every prayer, every blessing, and every intention does make a difference. Hold the vision in your heart of clean, vibrant, healthy, and full of life waters. See them sparkling in every corner of the world. For as the ocean sparkles, these waves of light and love spread across the land. Everything is connected. And as you influence one, it affects another. So focus your healing energies upon the waters. And as the water evaporates and moves over the land, it returns as rain. And you will be raining blessings on the land and all its creatures, including yourself. You will be adding your healing energy to every square inch of this planet. Love is the greatest power in this dimension. Use it to clean and heal everything that is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Use your power for good, and good will find you. We are grateful for your help and your love. Blessings to all of you from the whales and dolphins." Thank you so much, each of you, for being on the call today and participating in creating this vision. I hope that you'll do this again and again, and that you'll join us next month for a new adventure with another host. So please help us spread the word and gather your friends. And I'm going to see if I can unmute this line, if anybody has anything they want to say, or just go off and enjoy your day. Blessings. I think we're back.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You are welcome. Did everybody get back into their body?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Good. Good. Thank you so much for being here and creating that vision together.
Thank you so much. I didn't want to come back.
You can do it again and again anytime you want.
Will we get copies?
I think when the website is up, yeah, David will put this up on the website.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
This is Bob in Simi Valley.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
I swam in the ocean 2 days ago.
Oh.
In Ventura County. And I started with you, vision-wise, sitting on the beach, the same spot where I walked into the ocean 2 days ago. And that's where my journey began and ended. It was
perfect.
On the beach. Yeah. It was marvelous.
Good. So the next time you step in, you can just float there and send all that love and healing energy out right from that spot.
Now, this is a time of year where the ocean water is pretty good, not too cold. So for another couple of weeks. So
you got to do it while you can, huh?
Yeah. So I hope to be back. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Hey, this is Susie. That was extremely powerful and beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
You are very welcome. I'm glad you could come.
Oh, I'll be here. I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Hi, honey. Thank you for everything you're doing.
You're so welcome. Okay, if there's no more chat, I'm going to go.
Thank you, Mary. That was exquisite.
Oh, thanks, Linda.
Oh, my gosh.
I love getting way out there.
Yeah.
You took us. You took us way out there. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Well, I did have somebody who emailed me and said last time they felt like they stayed way out there, and could I please do something kind of grounding to get people
okay.
back? So that's why I was asking if everybody was back.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I am so excited to see these things go up on the website so we can go back. And it's really helpful sometimes to just have somebody lead something, and then we remember, oh, yeah, that's what I can do.
That's right.
Good.
Thank you, Mary.
Well done. Thank you. And David, you're on October.
Okay.
Yep. Hello, this is Allison. Can I ask quickly what the website is?
It's going to be, globalwaterhealing.org. There's actually a preview page up there now. It's globalwaterhealing.org.
Great. All right. Beautiful. And you're anticipating having that up maybe in October sometime?
As soon as I can.
Wonderful.
Hopefully before October.
Oh,
but
wonderful.
I just don't feel I can promise that, but that's what I'm going for.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. This is just beautiful. I'm thrilled to see all of us coming together like this and really how it's making such a difference. So just lots of appreciation to all of you.
Thank you.
Has Granny made any comments as to the last, with the last three meditations? Has she noticed anything, any changes?
Honestly, I haven't asked her that. So I need to ask her about that. Yeah. Thank you. Sometimes the most obvious things elude me.
But it's also such a subtle process. It's a subtle process that takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So,
and I think, the more people that, are doing this, the quicker it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's all about numbers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good. Okay. Well, you guys enjoy your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.